And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is, as always, very lovely to be with you here on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley and I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Lovely to see you across the desk
Thank you, Jo. And ho, ho, ho. Did we ever think that this day would come where we're wishing each other Merry Christmas after such a challenging year?
It's true. Zoe Bingley-Pullen, lovely to see you also.
Morning, Zoe.
It certainly is. I actually feel like this big sigh of relief. It's here. I can't believe it. Christmas is around the corner, end of the year.
I know. And I would say that December is coming at a pace that I'm not ready for. I feel like I'm in a race that I haven't trained for.
Yes, in that Melbourne, is very true.
In Melbourne, we were in lockdown for so long, and now we're out in the world and we're moving so fast. I'm like, hang on a second, I'm not ready for this. But it is great. It is our last show of the year. So I think it's lovely for us to say what a fortunate thing it has been to have this hour every week. And we didn't predict that the year would be as it was, but I think it's been a real privilege to bring health and wellness stories this year.
Yep. We've had we've spoken to some just amazingly interesting people across the year as well, which brings some joy to all of our lives.
Yeah, and definitely just being able to reflect on all those stories. And even, I know this sounds simple, but just getting up every Sunday and having my own sort of purpose has really lifted my spirit. So I can't say thank you enough for having the opportunity to speak most Sundays as well.
It's been really delightful. And as we look back on this year and start thinking about 2021. well, it's just around the corner. A timely new international study has revealed the 8 key ingredients to leading healthier, longer, better lives. Now, you might think it's things like, you know, a certain diet or a certain level of exercise. Those things are important, of course, but actually this one is more about maintaining relationships, understanding ourselves, being optimistic. It is my kind of study.
It'll be good. We can maybe pick our favourite one.
I really took a lot out of this. I mean, I studied psychotherapy this year and I was like, wow, finally we're focusing on our health from an emotive state of mind, which is where it all starts. That's the foundation. Yes.
Absolutely. Also today, Zoe, you're going to bring us a delicious Christmas recipe.
Oh, I just get so excited that it is Christmas. Yes, I'm going to do something with chicken. I'm going to put some little bit of extra spice and yumminess in it. So I can't wait to talk about that as well.
I'm looking forward to that. And once we have overindulged, we'll look at the best way to keep our liver healthy and what we can do.
Don't worry about that yet.
That's right. How we can promote a cleaner and better performing liver. In our A to Z of vitamins, we'll take a look at Wagner turmeric. As always, give us a call on 131-873 with any questions at all to help you feel healthier. Gerald and Zoe are here for you one last time for 2020. Let them get you set up for a healthier holiday season. Next, what are the 8 behaviours we can adopt for a healthier, longer, better life on the House of Wellness?
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Maintain your general health and well-being with the Thompson's One-A-Day Herbal Range from Chemist Warehouse. There's One-A-Day Milk Thistle 42,000 to maintain the natural liver detoxification process. And for healthy eye function support, there's One-A-Day Bilberry 12,000 plus Thompson's One-A-Day St. John's Wort to help relieve mild anxiety. Read the label before purchase. Follow the directions for use. Vitamins, supplements may only be of assistance where dietary intake is inadequate. If symptoms persist, see your health professional. The Thompson's One-A-Day Range starts from $11.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Tiffany & Co. Tiffany & Love for her 50 mil for $119.99. Come home to Chemist Warehouse this Christmas.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Of course, we would love you to give us a call with any questions you have for your health, 131 873. But first, this week, AIA released the findings from their groundbreaking research initiative, Healthier Together, which outlines the 8 key behaviours that enable people to live healthier, longer, better lives. I wonder what you would list on your 8. This is all while navigating the socioeconomic and health challenges triggered by the COVID-19 pandemic, of course. But to tell us all about it, we're joined by Candace Smith, AIA's Head of Wellness. Good morning, Candace.
Good morning.
So first, tell us a bit about the study. I know it was an international study that interviewed lots of different experts, but how did it work and what did it reveal?
So it was in partnership with the Kantar Group. We at AIA, very much a purpose-led organisation, and really are trying to help people, as you mentioned, live healthier, longer, better lives, and well-being is at the core of everything we do within all of our initiatives and enterprises. And so we undertook this study. We've done it since 2011, but really the focus of this one was to translate it into some tangible steps, because I think particularly in the year that we've had, people just want clarity and something that they can actually do to make an impact. So we interviewed just over 80 health and wellness experts across the Asia Pacific region, so including Australia, and then 6,000 people in the same areas. It was really a cross section of different countries and cultures, and asked them to rate their own lives against and tell us what they believe makes the most impact on them and the actions they find easiest to take. And then we compiled the report based off of those insights.
Candace, it's really interesting. I'm a complementary nutritionist, so I believe in holistic health. For me, how do we actually implement some of these movements? Because I always get my clients to sort of write down the 3 things that they can't live without, whether it be family, whether it be exercise, whether it be good diet, and then work out a sustainable way to put that into their day-to-day routine. Can you give me some tips of how we can put some of these healthy attitudes into our life?
I think that's such an incredible point. And I think, I've been working in this field of well-being and behavior change for around 15 years.
Mm.
And we know that just the information, however inspiring it might be, doesn't always or isn't always able to translate, particularly in lives that are busy and full. So what we've tried to do, and I think that your point around just the 3 things is even an incredible steps, is really to try and get people to just take small steps and to understand and that those small steps are all making a difference and not be despondent.
Yeah.
So the 8 behaviors I'll go through the first 3 to your point, I think, is, and the key one that came out even through those 8 in terms of theme was really around optimism and gratitude, which is really interesting. And I think, perhaps 10 years ago, it would have been a lot more around, specifically what you eat or exercising more, both of which we know are critical. I'm also a dietitian by background, so I completely understand where you're coming from. But this was really around social connectedness. A number of them mentioned making time to connect and maintain quality relationships, the sense of gratitude and optimism. And I think your point around picking 3 and then writing down actual actions in your day that can translate into that feeling or self-reflection and looking back on it, I think really does make a big difference in people being able to turn those into habits.
Candace, one of the most difficult things in many young people at the moment is that phrase motivation. And one of the things listed here was to self-motivate. Can you teach yourself to become motivated, or is it something inherently that you get from your home life, from your parents, from peers? Where does that come from?
That's such an excellent question, and I think it's probably at the crux of all of it is the difference between intrinsic and extrinsic motivation.
Mm-hmm.
So the AIA Vitality Program, which I'm sure you know of, we have been using incentives for over 20 years to incentivize people to behave in healthy ways, which we know, is good for them. They know, But we, you know, we're using extrinsic motivators to help people to achieve these healthy behaviors when you would assume that those motivations would be intrinsic purely from the health benefits. But I think teaching people to self-motivate is perhaps, you know, an oversimplification of it and can lead people to be despondent, which I think is the point you were making, because if you say to someone you should be self-motivated, they're not going to be.
Yes.
But how we can change the or kind of have an impact on that is to use extrinsic motivators at the beginning and to be comfortable with that. But so to link, you know, a reward, even if it's for yourself, to the small behaviors. And then the good thing with these health behaviors, as you would very well know, is that they make you feel better. And so the more people are aware of the fact that they feel better because of those actions that they're taking, the more the intrinsic motivation becomes likely. But when you're stuck in it and you ask people to just self-motivate out to get up off the couch
it's not that easy.
No.
That tastes delicious. It's difficult to ask, I think.
Yes.
So we've found you know, really great success in using extrinsic motivators at the beginning, like incentives and rewards and tracking. So people love to tick things off the calendar and feel that sense of achievement. So there's a couple of ways to do it at the beginning, I think.
Candice, one of my favourite of your eight, and you've mentioned optimistic, outlook, self-motivation, being active and engaged, relationships. But I love never stop learning or exploring.
Me too.
How critical is that, the learning and exploring, as we get into our senior years?
Absolutely. So in when there's been a huge amount of research, particularly in the recent years, looking at, like you mentioned, senior years and the link to learning and social connectedness, and those that have come out as very clearly and always significantly the most important things, and often how they identify that is when people retire, they tend to age exponentially in terms of health and mental health versus those people that retire significantly later. And I think, you know, there's got to be a way that we can fill our days without having to go to work potentially, you know, and enjoy them. But I think people who are remain focused on having a purpose, and I think that that's
definitely
maybe a broader way of looking at the learning and exploring, is that you feel like you have a purpose and you aren't just, I suppose, waiting for the end, I guess.
Sounds quite awful, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's terrible. And I think that tends to often be how people can feel if they lose that sense of purpose. So the learning and exploring and social connectedness for mental health as we get into our older years is absolutely critical.
Well, thank you so much, Candice. That has given us a lot to aim for and a lot of goals to set for 2021, I think. You have a great morning, Candice.
Thank you. Same to you.
You know, I really love that key ingredient, taking an active involvement in your community. So give us a call, 131 873, and tell us, how are you actively engaged with your community? And I know that you can do it as a part of an organisation, or you might just do it one-on-one with the members of your, perhaps the people that live in your apartment. I know, Gerald, that you are very much across the individuals that live in your apartment block.
We are. And what it does is, Joe, and I know it sounds a little trite, but there is a caring aspect. And a couple of organisations I'm involved in as well. Caring is something that I think has been pushed into the background, is just expected. You've got to work on it.
Yes. Definitely. So 131 873, tell us, how are you actively engaged with your community? We do love it when you give us a call. Jake has given us a call. Hello.
Morning, Jake.
Yes, good afternoon. Sorry, good morning, I mean.
That's okay.
on the Turmeric,
yes,
there's a liquid form.
Yes, there is.
Are they any benefit to the other forms of, you know, like tablets and things like that?
Jake, the issue with turmeric is its ability to be absorbed, and it's poorly absorbed in most Western diets. So, look, the turmeric liquid is another option, a way of taking it. If you spill it, you'll probably shift away from turmeric liquid very, very quickly. So from a convenience perspective, the high extract capsules are probably a better idea. And we're going to be talking about that later on with Victor Tabala, our naturopath, who's coming on to chat about milk thistle. But we might throw a question in there to turmeric as well. But whatever option you want to do.
Thanks so much, Jake, and we'll have more of your calls next. Plus, Zoe, you have a gorgeous recipe for our festive season. Cannot wait. Right after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
There is a tendency to overindulge this time of year. Help cleanse your liver with Thompson's One A Day Milk Thistle 42,000. I feel this was written specifically for me. Traditionally used in Western herbal medicine, it supports digestive system health, aids natural liver detox process, and relieves digestive discomfort. Get it for $25.99 at Chemist Warehouse. And then perhaps more Camembert. Oh, this has been written for me. Always read the label. Follow directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Tiffany & Co. Tiffany & Love for her, 50 mil for $119.99. Come home to Chemist Warehouse this Christmas.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen. And we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. We're just talking about the 8 key ingredients to living a longer, healthier, happier life. And one of them, of course, is an active involvement in your community. 131873. How are you involved in your community? Janet, good morning.
Good morning. I joined the U3A. I'm in Melbourne.
Good on you, Janet.
And, yeah, it's a great organisation. And I do Tai Chi.
I love it.
Oh, wow.
I also do genealogy. So one's very good for the mind and the other the body.
For those who aren't sure what U3A means, just briefly tell us about it, Janet.
Well, it's the University of the Third Age.
Yes.
It's completely voluntarily run.
Uh-huh.
We our particular one is in Croydon. Uh-huh. And your yearly fees are only about $50 usually. You can do up to 8 or 9 courses, which can be languages, which can be physical, they can be so many things.
I love it. Always learning.
Mm. Yes. Well done, Janet. And I've spoken at a couple of these places, and they're such magnificent, inspired people. They want to learn.
But also doing it together.
And doing it together.
So that
have a cup of tea and, you know, it's just terrific.
I love it, Janet. Thank you. Elizabeth, how are you involved in your community?
Good morning, Joe and Gerald. Lovely to talk to you and thank you so much for your program. I'm a new devotee to Talkback Radio.
Oh, good
for you. That's the original social media.
Well, I've had some time off work, pre-retirement, just checking it out. And unfortunately, like the lady before me, I wanted to do U3A, but unfortunately none of those were available. But part of what happened to me was when I first moved into my area, my two next-door neighbours who are older than me came, introduced themselves, and had an involvement in my life, were there for me when I needed them.
Isn't that wonderful?
And I've now decided that during COVID, even if it's just out in my front yard with my gardening and saying hello to people and connecting with the two rental properties either side of
me, for you,
has given me this, you know, immeasurable time to spend extra with people. And I think because of COVID, it has really brought home to us the necessity to be involved and connect with other people.
Yes.
So lovely.
You couldn't be more spot on. And in this psychotherapy course that I've been studying, it talks about, obviously, we know a lot about neuroplasticity. And one of the key things they talk about is involving yourself in a community. What it does, it actually helps to grow new pathways. And those pathways are things that are about pleasure, about feeling a part of a sense of well-being and something bigger than us as well. So, Elizabeth, you are doing not only something that is amazing for you, but you're actually growing your brain. We're at a point in life and sometimes we stop doing the things that we love doing as well.
Love it.
Good on you.
Just love it. Now, Zoe, it is a time of gorgeous foods. I love this time of year. I take all bets are off for me at this time of year.
Absolutely.
I just eat and drink whatever I like, but you've got something healthy and delicious for us.
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm a food lover, as we all know, but I don't want to necessarily compromise all my good health. And there are so many great recipes out there that tick both the boxes. It's healthy, tasty, and it kind of, you know, gets those salivary glands ready to, like, jump into bed with them. So I've got a lemon myrtle roasted chicken, this is with a desert lime stuffing. So desert lime is an Australian lime. It's got a lovely bitterness like lime does, but the fragrance is amazing. So it's very simple. Just get your normal chicken. I love putting things like lemon myrtle, dried marjoram, good quality salts and pepper, and lots of extra virgin Australian olive oil. pop that in the oven. But the stuffing before is just something like multigrain bread, Spanish onion, an egg. Now, if you are, for some reason, you don't want egg in your diet, you can also use chia seeds as another alternative for this. Lots of extra virgin olive oil, mustard seeds, pop in those desert limes, flat leaf parsley, bung it in the oven, cook that about 180 degrees, depending the size. I always think it's 20 minutes per kilo is a good kind of measurement to think about time to actually think about how long to cook a chicken. Mm-hmm. And I love serving this with honey cumin carrots. So this is really simple. This is just carrots, olive oil, honey, cumin, salt and pepper, bung it in the oven, get it so it's lovely and caramelized, and serve that on. It's going to smell amazing, look amazing, but more importantly, it's healthy for you. Nothing to worry about.
Zoe, I've got some great news for you too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was reading yesterday in an extract of the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease.
Yes.
That more wine and more cheese helps reduce cognitive decline.
This is a real
study. Cheese was shown to be the most protective food against age-related cognitive problems, even later in life.
This is the greatest news I've ever been given.
The daily consumption of alcohol, particularly red wine, was related to improvements in cognitive function. We're on the way. This is revolutionary news.
You're talking to a girl who loves her cheese and her red wine.
Well,
so I'm not going to fight you. It's quantity. Let's just go with that,
yes.
Okay?
Yeah. Although I've got a massive cheese board coming my way this afternoon.
Good for you. Imagine when we're back in January 3rd, imagine how bright you will be.
Yes, your heart will be pumping it away like never before. How about on that beautiful cheese platter, put some dried fruit, fresh fruit, put some beautiful cherry tomatoes.
Doesn't say that.
Artichoke.
No. Doesn't.
Olives.
No, it doesn't. No, I've read through the summary.
No, that's not on the list.
Doesn't get a run.
So you win.
I'm on board with the olives and the cherry tomatoes. Absolutely. I love that Mediterranean side of our eating. Thank you so much, Zoe. I'm going to hunt down some desert lime today.
Mm. Well, that's all on Instagram on Zoe Bingley Pullen, so you can pop and get the recipe from there.
And you'd put that in your G&T, wouldn't you? A little bit of a squeeze.
Desert lime. He's incorrigible. What can we do?
Naughty boy.
Well, handy, because next we are going to be talking about how we can care for our liver. Even if we are making the most of this season's celebrations, that's next on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Tiffany & Co. Tiffany and Love for Her 50 mil for $119.99. Come home to Chemist Warehouse this Christmas.
It is the House of Wellness. And do give us a call, 131-873, with any questions that you have to support your health. Gerald and Zoe is here for you for the last time for 2020. Mm. So give us a call, 131-873. Meanwhile, of course, it is the season to be enjoying all the food and celebratory drinks. And we have had a rough year, so we deserve some relaxing times with family and friends. But what of our liver? It can get a bit of a beating, so we thought we should find out what we can do to promote a cleaner and better performing liver. To tell us more, we're joined by Victor Tabala from Thompson's. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe, Zoe, Gerald. Nice to be here this morning.
Victor, it's a time of year where we do need to think about our health, and we can't throw it all out the window just for the joy of celebration. Can you give us a refresher? What is the liver, and what responsibility does this hard-working organ have?
First of all, you mentioned the organ. Funnily enough, the liver is actually a gland. And, I know. I've always referred to it as an organ, throughout my life as well. And, look, the reason why it's a gland is because it does one particular thing. And, see, glands in our body secrete stuff to then, and whatever it secretes, it basically works somewhere else in the body. So the liver's function is to secrete a substance called bile. Now, bile is a substance that basically helps to break down our dietary fats that we consume. And I'm assuming that, of course, that we're going to be consuming a lot of these things in the next few weeks.
Fair assumption.
fair consumption, of course. And so that's the important thing about bile, that it actually helps us to break down any of the dietary fats that we may be consuming, not just over the next few weeks, but, of course, in our regular dietary and lifestyle areas. And the other thing about bile, now I want to mention this because not many people know about this, but bile is also one of the body's own natural laxatives. So for those who get constipated on a more chronic basis, making sure that your liver is functioning properly will allow you to produce more quality bile to help you go to the toilet more regularly, doing your number twos. And so that's another good reason why we should be looking after our liver on a more regular basis.
So, Victor, that was the question I was coming to. Not so much about our number twos, but when it comes to liver health, a lot of people don't realise, you know, what a fatty liver or what an unhealthy liver might feel like. Can you tell us some of the symptoms, not just number two stuff, but other things that we might feel when it comes to an unhealthy liver?
An unhealthy liver. Okay. So one thing would be a lot of digestive discomfort, so a lot of bloating. For example, and I hate to bring this term up, but flatulence as well. And look, one of the areas with bloating is, of course, when we can't digest our fats properly, we can feel a bit yucky and a bit nauseous and so forth. And so one of the signs, if you, like, let's say someone's consumed something which is a bit more richer in fats than normal, and they just feel a bit lethargic and they feel a bit yucky in the tummy afterwards, that's usually one of the signs where the liver needs a bit of a pickup. And also another area I always talk about when it comes to liver is if someone is in an environment where they're constantly being exposed to chemicals. So they might be in a particular work environment, because that's the thing now. We have so many chemicals around us in our environment, the foods that we eat, unfortunately. And so the liver is constantly hard at work. And so therefore, by ensuring that we take measures to look after our liver on a more regular basis, then we are more likely to be able to cope with any of those environmental stressors around us, particularly when it comes to chemicals and pollutants.
Victor, one of the things that have appeared on a lot of labels of herbal medicines, particularly at the moment, are these high numbers. So we see 42,000 and 30,000 and 12,000. Other than confusing the living daylights out of most people, can you explain what they mean?
The numbers, absolutely. So when you see a product that says 42,000 or 50,000, we're talking about grams or milligrams in this case. So it's all about basically talking about how much of the actual herb is in an actual capsule or a tablet and so forth. Now, it might sound great to be taking so much of a herb, right? Like the more the better. But the key figure that I always stress when it comes to, particularly when it comes to herbal medicine, is a standardized figure called the active constituents. So what this is the actual plant chemical, the main plant chemical that is in that particular herb that does all the work.
So why put, Victor, then why put the big number on the outside? What does that do?
Well, that's the thing, because unfortunately the problem there is that, you know, if you put more, like if you put a bigger number, it might mean to one particular person that it's a stronger product.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily the case.
Okay.
So it's all about looking at the figures carefully. So when you read the label, look for another figure that says standardized to contain.
Mm.
And that particular figure gives you the amount of the specific chemical, the plant chemical that's naturally occurring in that herb that gives that particular herb its reputation. So taking milk thistle, for example, so there could be 42,000 milligrams of actual milk thistle per capsule, but what's really important is the active constituent called silibin. So silibin is the reason why a herb like milk thistle does its job when it comes to protecting the liver. And so silibin, there may be around 420 milligrams of that particular amount in that particular capsule. But what's important is that gives us an indication as to how much of the active constituent has been observed or seen in clinical trials that does the work in terms of protecting the liver.
So tell us very quickly about milk thistle and globe artichoke, two beautiful ingredients for our liver.
Yeah, fantastic. So milk thistle is well known, of course, in terms of its ability to be able to help with just general liver health and well-being, but it's also known as an hepatoprotectant. So HEPA meaning liver. And so literally what you've got here is a herb that helps to protect the liver cells and literally can help these liver cells to regenerate, because as we know, then as we've spoken about, our livers do get a bit of a battering, not just this time of the year, but pretty much most of the year. So it's important to make sure that the liver is protected and rejuvenated as much as possible. And so this is what the beautiful herb milk thistle can do for us. But you mentioned before globe artichoke, and I heard before, Zoe, you talking about it as part of your cheese board, right?
And it means, selective hearing, maybe?
So globe artichoke as a vegetable, fantastic. I mean, you add that to, you know, your recipes and so forth. But let's talk about the globe artichoke in terms of the leaf and the liver, because it's actually the leaf portion of the globe artichoke plant that we focus on in herbal medicine, because the leaf contains, again, the active constituents that not only protect and support the liver, but these particular components are more specific for supporting the actual detoxification channels within the liver itself, because that's, of course, one of the other main, apart from producing bile, the liver is also important, as we know, to help detoxify the toxins that we may consume or breathe in. And so there's two particular channels, phase one and phase two.
Yes.
And so phase one is the phase where the toxin comes in by the blood, and literally it's the phase that starts the process of making that toxin non-toxic. And then phase two is the elimination phase, where you literally take that now non-toxic toxin and then dump it out of the body.
Amazing.
Globe artichoke helps to support that.
There's a lot there for us to absorb and a lot for our liver to be doing this time of year. Thank you so much for all of that information, Victor, and you have great festive season.
Will do. You too.
Do make sure you give us a call, 131-873, with any questions that you have for your health as we head into our festive season ourselves and our break. We'll have those calls, plus A to Z of Vitamins next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Maintain your general health and well-being with the Thompson's One-A-Day Herbal Range from Chemist Warehouse. There's One-A-Day Milk Thistle, 42,000, to maintain a natural liver detoxification process. And for healthy eye function, there's One-A-Day Bilberry, 12,000. Plus Thompson's One-A-Day St. John's Wort to help relieve mild anxiety. Read the label before purchase. Follow the directions for use. Vitamin supplements may only be assistance where dietary intake is inadequate. If symptoms persist, see your health professional. The Thompson's One-A-Day Range starts from $11.99. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Tiffany & Co. Tiffany and Love for Her, 50 mil for $119.99. Come home to Chemist Warehouse this Christmas.
It's time for A to Z of Vitamins on The House of Wellness, and we're talking turmeric.
Where do we start? Very briefly, there's really no downside. Victor talked about liver health. Turmeric helps the liver, the kidneys, the brain. It helps joints. It is just a versatile herb that we can use in our cooking, but to get a therapeutic action, Joe, you take it in a capsule form, being careful, as Victor said, to look at the content of the active ingredient, which is curcuma longa, and away you go.
The A to Z of Vitamins is brought to us by Wagner, a new beginning. We have time for one very quick call. Hello, Sam. Good morning.
Morning, Sam.
Oh, hi there, team. Hi, Gerald. Look, just a quick one. My 25-year-old son, about 2.5 months ago, was in hospital for a couple of weeks with acute and very severe pancreatitis, which we discovered was due to gallstones, which is reasonably uncommon in a 25-year-old.
Yes.
Now, look, as a result, he's had the gallbladder out and he's doing really well medically. However, he's noticed that in the last week or so that his hair is coming out in clumps.
Yes.
So when he's washing his hair, he's, you know, handfuls coming out. And I'm just wondering, we know that it's probably caused by the stress of the illness.
Yes, it will be. Yeah. And look, reassuring him, Sam's very, very important. And brushing it gently is important. The two nutrients required, one is iron, so get a non-constipating iron from the pharmacy, and the other is silica, the mineral silica. Those two, iron short-term for a couple of months, silica long-term, it'll come back. Reassure him.
Thank you so much for all of our callers this morning. And, in fact, this year you can always go to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab if you did not get your questions answered. And, Gerald, there's a lift out today.
We have the lovely Luke Hines, who's been with us all year on television, radio, all the way through. A magnificent photo, Luke. And that's in the wellness lift out today.
We'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Tiffany & Co. Tiffany and Love for Her, 50 mil for $119.99. Come home to Chemist Warehouse this Christmas.
It has been a delight to spend this hour and this year with you on The House of Wellness. Zoe, so lovely to spend our time together.
I love talking to you and I love talking to Gerald and everyone else. So thank you and have a very Merry Christmas. And 2021, let's all be optimistic. Let's put some fun plans out there and I think use those 8 top tips to afford us into a great year.
Absolutely. And if we're after some delicious recipes, we will find them at your Insta.
Certainly can. Zoe Bingley Pullen. There's also a weekly newsletter which you can subscribe to, which has got yummy articles and recipes and hopefully those little tips to kind of keep you motivated throughout 2021.
We need it. And I think definitely over the break, Gerald, it's nice to have some fun but also to reconnect with our health perhaps when we have the time.
Yeah. Well, look, I think we've learned to appreciate the simple things that we've been taking for granted. We appreciate them more than ever. And don't forget the House of Wellness website.com. So houseofwellness.com.au, the Ask tab. Won't be breaking over Christmas. That's active. If you have a question, it will be answered.
And we will be back Sunday, 3rd of January. We wish you all a very safe and well festive season. Once again, thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We will see you in the new year.
See you, everyone. Feeling